The Lord be with you. It is such a blessing today to have Father Paul Puvatingal and his music troupe with us from India. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise and bless you for those whom you have sent to preach the gospel to all nations. We thank you that in all parts of the earth a community of love has been gathered together by their prayers and labors, and that in every place servants call upon your name, for the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours. Amen.
A reading from the book of Saint Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place, he saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Respected Pastor Matt Marol, Professor Dana Gross, respected professors, teachers, staff and students, and my dear friends, the existential philosophers, they categorize people in the world into two. The first group is called the man of having, or the woman of having, and the second group is called the man of being or woman of being. A man or woman of having want to possess everything. He or she will be extremely selfish and pessimistic. Whereas a man or woman of being will be concerned about the other. He or she will be extremely generous to the other. Always speaks from their heart, the recess of their heart. And they will be extremely responsible to others, to themselves. The question is, Jesus asking today, where are we in this journey? Because our life in this world is a journey from havingness to beingness. So in this parable, we come across three characters: a priest, a Levite, and the Samaritan. And the first two persons, they belong to the first category, the man of having. They always thought about themselves. They thought, if I go to this man, what will happen to me? Whereas the third man, the Good Samaritan, he belonged to second category, the man of being. And he thought, if I don't do anything to this man, what will happen to him? Existential philosopher Gabriel Marcel gave this world a beautiful vision of a human being. And he said, my brother or my sister is the part of my being, a positive vision of a human being. Whereas Jean-Paul Sartre, another French existential philosopher, he said, my brother, my sister is my enemy. Very pessimistic thought. Friends, it is not that easy to be a man or woman of being in this world. This world is extremely challenging. It is extremely powerful. We know that in our personality we have two kinds of energy basically. Positive energy and negative energy. And the man or woman of being always will be led by positive energy. He or she will be compassionate to the other. That's what happened with Good Samaritan. That's what happened with Jesus Christ. You do accordingly. Jesus was always compassionate to the other. And if we ask ourselves, who is our enemy? I don't think that terrorism is the biggest threat to the world today. Fundamentalism is the biggest threat to the world today. The biggest enemy of a human being is his or her own selfishness. The more I conquer my selfishness, the more I become a good Samaritan. The more I conquer my selfishness, the more I become a man or woman of being. Let us call to mind, let us check where are we in this journey of self-centeredness to the other-centeredness. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Whatsoever you do to the least of my sisters, you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me.
May our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.